We're reading from the introduction to Tess in Kabbalah for the Student, page 137. You can ask questions during the lesson on CUBCOIL, and selected questions will be aired. Item 137. And it says that the Holy Torah was not emanated, nor did come from him, like it seems to us here in this world. Since it is known that the Torah and the Creator are one, and this is not at all apparent in the Torah of our world. I mean, the Torah is something that we do not understand the same, very same way we do not understand the Creator. It's something that is detached from us a thousand light years away. It's like we are opposite to the Creator in our will to receive, and He has the will to bestow. Therefore, when we call what we have the Torah, it's some kind of a toy. That is completely not what we're being told about in its true form, the way it is. But when it comes to us, this Torah, or what we call Torah, what happens is exactly those very same stages of coming from up down and dressing into the different crude corporeal matters, the very same way it is with anything else that came down from infinity down to here. And therefore we have to understand that anything which is clear to us as the Creator, as us in the aspect of Ein Sof, as the light of Torah, all the things that are in its true form or manner which are accepted and here in this world, they're in the opposite and distant form to how it truly is an Ein Sof. Therefore, it's not that, God forbid, I say as a blame or despise, but about these things coming, but by these things coming from up down, we can make, according to these things, the ascent back to Ein Sof, and we have to understand that whoever blames does it by his own faults or flaws, and it's not that the things are determined and define themselves the way they appear to us, but the same way we cannot detect the world of Ein Sof in which we are now, and the Creator and the connection between us into one kli, the very same way we cannot detect what this Torah is, meaning that power that is dedicated to the creation of the creature, the making of the creature, the emanation of the creature, which has created the creature, and changed him, and brought him down to this level, and now it's going to stand in favor of the creature and bring him back to the ascent and everything. This is the power of the Torah. As it says, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah spies. The truth is that in the Torah, there is that light that was created to begin with existence from absence, but it's still not called Torah. Why? Because I previously created the evil inclination, meaning that breaking was revealed first of all. Then was revealed the system of light against the broken vessel, which is called the Torah. The Zeh Anpin of Atzilut is called Torah. The Zeh Anpin of Atzilut is called Torah. It is called the Creator, the Torah, has many other names. Why? Because it comprises the system that of the light that has created us, existence from absence, and exists there in its raw way, the original Neon Chai. It is arranged according to the vessels corrected from the breaking the system of the worlds, and is prepared to work with us. So the Torah is called an upper system, that is intended to correct all these vessels of ours, the souls that are contradicted to one another, and to connect them together. This system is called Torah. Therefore it says, I created the evil inclination. What is creation? I broke it. I came outside of myself by the breaking of the vessels, and then I've created the Torah spice. The Torah is also a creation. It is outside the upper force. This is the system by which we correct ourselves and bring ourselves to wholeness and matchment to the Creator. To the extent to which we wish to be incorporated, all of us together, in the Malchut, in Divinity, in the Knesset Israel, including all the souls, to the extent to which we want to connect, the Malchut receives the desire to connect to the Zeranpin, and then there is the coupling between the Zeranpin and Malchut. Is called the coupling of Kucher Brichun Shchinte. Kucher Brichun is the internality of the Zeranpin. The Torah is the externality. The Torah is, the Creator is dressed in the Torah, so it says. And then the system with the light and the system itself and the body of the Zeranpin work with the Malchut, with the souls that connect together, and then by the connection of the souls that wish to unite, and the Zeranpin, which is called Torah, and the Creator, the light in it, becomes the connection of Israel, Oraita, and Kodesh Baruch Hu as one. Of course, this is very distanced from what we think of as the Torah in this world, that we call as a historical novel or something, from which we take our customs for our cultures or our existence here in this world, or the corporeal bodily existence in our world, but also not to disregard this. That nonetheless, by this, a person ascends and comes to the spiritual realization. Yes, please. And one who engages in the Torah not lishma, his Torah becomes a potion of death for him. What does it mean, not lishma? To enter oneself into the Malchut of Atzilut, into the gathering of all souls, where his intention is not to unite with everyone and to love another as thyself, but all the kinds of different other goals. All the other goals besides this is already in the wrong direction, and to the extent to which one is not in the direction of the Torah influences him opposite and adversely, because he engages in it. There's nothing to do about it. He's engaged in the system. He opens a book, he starts reading. By this book, he wants to gain money, honor, knowledge. He achieves it. And he uses this force that shines upon him oppositely. If he wants simply so to be incorporated in the Torah, to cancel his ego in this naive fashion, the holy still. Also, the Torah helps him. It keeps him in this preservational form, like in a freeze. But you can use different forms. You can use the power of the Torah. The way the person wishes to use it, he uses it. Therefore, this power could both be useful and also harmful. But it is as if, because we understand that all this comes as help against him, and in an indirect form, it nonetheless teaches a person through different events of his life and the many incarnations that the Torah has to be used correctly. Lishma. Yes, what? If also the Torah is creation, meaning it is outside of, how does it correct the souls that want to connect? It's a system of the Atzilut that is intended in order to receive the light of Ein Sof and to split it, arrange it with respect to each and every soul and the connection between the broken souls that wish to transcend and connect, and the connection between them and the Malchut of Atzilut. All the nine lower Sfirot are in the Malchut down below, and there are all the worlds and the souls and the Bia of sanctity and the Bia of impurity. All that has broken, and from all this that was broken, all that can join the unity, the connection, the love between them, it is included in the Malchut of Atzilut. It includes these things and only these things. Therefore, it's called Knesset, meaning it includes, gathers within itself. To the extent to which there is a desire to be incorporated in it, to the extent to which you want to connect, you're included in it. It takes this deficiency and elevates it to the Zeranpin.
Zeranpin is corrected. Zeranpin, as opposed to Malchut, it stands by. It's ready. And when Malchut presents a deficit, Zeranpin takes it right away, takes its deficit, and it's like an elevator. It raises that desire to Abba Ve'ima. And Abba Ve'ima do their work on that soul, correct what they need. They bring it back, and then there's the system. That's the system. So you're asking, how can Zeranpin be the Torah? Why is it called I created the Torah, I created the evil inclination? It says I created the Torah because it was created by the breakage and by the remainder of the breakage, by using the breakage. The world of Adam Kadmon dresses upon the broken world of Nikudim, and by that constructs itself in the way of fixing the souls. It has the power of Ein Sof inside, but it has to be clothed with the breakage, which means that it organizes itself, and corresponding to the shattering, in a way that it can correct all the breakage and all the broken areas between the pieces. That's the world of Atzilut. So what is the part that went out of Atzilut for the sake of the shattering? I don't understand. What does it mean I created the Torah? It's the system of Atzilut. That's the creation, because it all happens after the shattering of the vessels. It's called Bri'ah, a creation, because it is Bar. It comes from, it's new. You thought Bri'ah in the sense of the world of Bri'ah? No, Barati, I created, means it's outside of me. It's the world of Atzilut is like that as well. I created the Torah as a spice, meaning the Torah is like a creation. It is outside of Kedusha, because it already clothes man. It is intended for man. Zeranpin is in Katnut. It matches the lower ones in the way it operates, always. This is why I think he writes about it in Ora Bahir, that book, or I don't remember. You know, I have that big notebook of Baal Sulam. Yes, it's called Ora Bahir. We have to print it. We should print it on our own and put it together and give it a decent name. So I think he writes about it there a lot, about the concept of Torah and that system. Of course, it's not a book or a scroll that we kiss or do all kinds of rituals with. I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice. It's that system. It's not the book. The Creator didn't create a book. God forbid to think that there are any spiritual forces on a piece of scroll. That's all just root and branches. Of course, nothing should be disrespected, but we should just look at things the way they are. There's a question from Sergei from St. Petersburg. He asks, the Torah is the energy of the Creator, or the Torah and the Creator are one and the same? No, the Creator created the Torah. He created the system that corrects us. Torah is, look, well, it's a very complex concept, very comprehensive. But it's like a child asks his mother, what is this? So she explains, you know, this is a shop where we'll go and we'll buy you a toy. He doesn't understand what is the factory that creates the toys, how does it happen. He thinks that people there are not working, that they're all having fun and playing. You know, children think that the whole world is a game, right? So, for that matter, we're explaining in a very limited way. Don't grab my words specifically and tell me you said this or that. I'm telling you, they use many, many pages to explain that. Torah is the system, the whole system, between us and the Creator. Oraita, Israel Oraita Kudshe Baruch Hu, between us and the Creator. It is the system that corrects us, the system that awakens us, everything. This all is called Torah, because the light in it reforms by the light of Ensof, infinity, that comes through that system. It already works on us respective to who we are. You know, works on you that way, on me works that way. It always moves us, shakes us, so that we eventually start moving towards Him, so that Israel, Yeshar Kel, straight to the Creator, through the Torah, will come to the Creator. It's the same thing like I created the evil inclination and the Torah is a spice. It is the system that corrects the evil inclination, that creates the Masach and Ochozel, and that's how you achieve adhesion. It's the system. It's a system of correction. And after that, we can learn what is the shattering of the covenant and all those things, and later. When it was first emanated from Him, it was emanated and emerged in utter perfection, meaning in the actual form of the Torah and the Creator are one. This is called the Torah of Atzilut. In the introduction to the corrections of the Zohar, that He, His life, and His self are one. In Atzilut, there is Gar of Atzilut, Atik Arecharpin and Gar of Abba Endima. They don't belong to the lower ones. That is the world of infinity, the world of Ein Sof. It's all complete godliness. And we learn that all of that emerged after the shattering, right? What happened? The Reshimot went up to Rosh of Sag, the vessels fell below. Rosh the Sag with the Reshimot started making couplings in its Nikve Naim. We're talking about Nikve Naim of Keter, which is the Metzach. And that created Arechanpin and Abaveima and so forth. Everything was based on the remainder of the shattering, the outcomes of the shattering. But those vessels didn't really go through the shattering. suffering because those are vessels from the Rosh of Atzilut that were not damaged, that were not broken. They were just, they were not damaged. So there's internality and externality. Externality are vessels that already clothed with the shattering, as we explained, Bina Varechanpin, Bina that came out of the Rosh, and there is Keter and Mochastima, which is limited, that doesn't provide the lights downwards, and then Abba and Dima, which is not really the light of Chochmah, but it's the Bina that returns to Chochmah. Many, many limitations in the world of Atzilut, although we say that it's all complete godliness, infinity, and so forth. It's inside of it. Towards the lower ones, that's what we learn, not how it is per se. Towards the lower ones, it is very structured, well organized, gradually with respect to us. So that's Gaov Atzilut. Zatov Atzilut is the whole issue of Tzelem, Rechem, the womb of Ima, and the Torah, that's the Ranpin. Meaning that is what is displayed to us. Not the Gaov Atzilut, but the Zon. Zeranpin and Malchut. Zeranpin influences Malchut. The Creator is clothed by Zeranpin. Zeranpin itself is Torah, and the Malchut that connects to Zeranpin is Israel. And that is that one coupling. So all those levels depend on what level of the concepts we're talking about. Afterwards, it descended from his face and was gradually restricted through many restrictions until it was given at Sinai, when it was written as it is before us here in this world, clothed in the crude dresses of the material world. Meaning that the Torah went from Ein Sof, that light, was clothed in the system of Ak, then the system of the shattering, then the world of Atzilut was created as a result of all those scrutinies. Gaov Atzilut is complete holiness. Zatov Atzilut is aimed at the lower ones. Then the light went through the system of the worlds of Bia of Kedusha and Bia of Tum'ah. In all those dressings, there was a diminishment, a reduction of this, of all these forces, until they are displayed to us as a book of whether it's a scroll or a printed book, doesn't matter, and it seems to us as a corporal form. That's how it seems to us in our perception of reality, but it seems to us like something external, not forces that we can feel, but something that we feel as, you know, paper. Something in print, an ink, on a scroll, you know, things that we can identify through our five forces called five senses. By those means, that are also not lights, but they seem to us as these corporal means. Whether it's looking at a paper or at a TV screen or an internet screen, doesn't matter. So we have to understand that now we're also interacting with forces. We are vessels that identify the forces of Torah. Anything that is in some way detached from our body is called Torah. But this is the lowest form we start from. So look, the whole system from here to the end of correction in the world of Ein Sof, anything that awakens us, the system that pulls us, lets us scrutinize, all those lights that develop the vessels, even on our degree, all of that is called Torah. So, in our world, we also call it Torah. Kabbalists didn't give it a different name because it has to do with the same system. If you connect with the lowest level, even the scroll or the book, if there is a way, doesn't matter through what way, you have a connection to the whole letter up to infinity, this is called Torah. And later, one who looks at these words, see through the words and through the letters, the world, according to his degree. Question from the U.S. What is the thing that operates the system called Torah? Man. That is, if we're talking about activating it. Or the Reshimot from the shattering, and that happens from above. After the Shvira, there is anach, orot mitzutzim kelin, lights, sparks, and vessels. The lights went above the parsa, then to Rosh Tesag. The sparks and vessels went below, and they are found below. The Rosh of Sag starts working with the Reshimot. Reshimot is lights, and it starts working, building Potsufim. After it built the whole system of Abiyah and fixed all those things, all the worlds of Abiyah, anything that was correctable besides the Leva Even, then it created the soul, Adam HaRishon. Then it shattered Adam HaRishon, that system, or it broke Adam HaRishon, the system, or that soul, doesn't matter who you call it, divided it to pieces, just like it was in the world of Nikudim. Same number of pieces, same form of pieces. The system by which to correct Adam HaRishon is already built because of the shattering in the world of Nikudim, and it's intended to correct it. That soul is broken. So you have worlds that are all completely, totally corrected, besides Leva Even, and this is the thing that man corrects in the end. So those worlds are deliberately corrected to the level of Leva Even. That's why there's always work in the middle line, only with Yesod, not with Malchut. So they're all corrected, and you have a broken soul within the worlds. So the world is the system that is intended for the correction of the soul that was shattered into thousands of pieces. You can call the system of the worlds the Torah. However, we name it according to the deliberate action towards the souls. The extent to which a person aims that system towards him, that is what we call Torah. And the main thing in the Torah is Zeran Pinu Vatzilut, that brings the correction of the souls. And even though those levels, even when they descend to our level, it's also called Torah. In the end, Torah is the connection between the soul and the Creator, the whole system of connection. You can also call the whole system of the world Torah. But in a more focused way, we point to Zon, Zeran Pinu Vatzilut. Oleg from the Ukraine is asking to know what is the opposite of Torah. The opposite of Torah is the Torah, which is the potion of death.
He's asking, he says, there is a snake's poison. You can make medicine out of it. It's the foundation of all medicine. All medicine is poison. Each medicine is poison, but not every medicine each medicine is made out of poison, but not every poison is medicine. Yes. So you're looking at this drop of the snake's poison, and I could make medicine of it, but it's poison. If I'll use it this way, it's going to be poison. Same way with the Torah. It depends how you use it. It's the light from which everything came from. The shell came from it. The sanctity came from it. Without the Torah, there wouldn't have been any shells. Where does the shell come from the Torah? And where does it tell you about the Aman, the Amalek, the Pharaoh, Bilam, Balak, all these? Where does it tell you about them? In the Torah. You have wicked only in the Torah. You have righteous only in the Torah. The Torah is the upper light, but from it stems the two, both the systems. And from them, from the two, can you build yourself. Therefore, it's called the utilization of the Torah, the utilization of the Torah by man as the potion of life or the potion of death. What does it mean, I have created the evil inclination? I have created the serpent. The Creator begets the serpent. Yes, true. It is the left line that emerges from the Bina. Bina, it means Elohim. But against it emerges the right line. And so constantly, we have to understand that there is no good or bad, but it is all with respect to how a person uses it. Let's read a bit further. Item 138. Yet you should know that the distance between the dresses of the Torah in this world and the dresses of the Torah in the world of Atzilut is immeasurable. Yet the Torah itself, meaning the light within the dresses, is unchanged at all between the Torah of Atzilut and the Torah of this world. As it is written, I, the Lord, change not. I have not changed my Havayah. Moreover, the crude dresses in our Torah of Asiyah are not at all of inferior value with regard to the light that is clothed in it. Rather, their importance is much greater with respect to the end of their correction than all its pure dresses in the upper worlds. Meaning, to the extent to which we take care of and engage in the tiniest vessels, accordingly we make great corrections. And we see this, and I've already given these examples with babies. Look how much you invest into a child in his 10, 15 years of life. Let's say till the age of 10, we have control over him. As much as we can invest into him in his 10 first years, that's it. Accordingly, we determine till the age of 110, 120, as long as you live, we've determined everything. Everything, if we invest correctly. Meaning the corrections and the katnut, they aim afterwards the whole process that we undergo. And also here, it's an example from our world. As much as we engage in the concealment and double concealment, we don't understand what we're doing. We're engaging in the kelim of Ein Sof. We're confused, we aren't doing anything correctly or good. Doesn't matter. By taking into consideration the concealment, our stupidity, upon our ignorance, what we're trying to do, we're activating tremendous great things. And as a result, there's a great amusement and happiness for the Creator from our tiniest effort. The smaller the child, his efforts bring greater joy to his mom. This is so because the concealment is the reason of the disclosure. After its correction, during the disclosure, the concealment is to the disclosure as a wick is to the light that grips it. Meaning all the concealments we're undergoing now, in double and single concealment, they will have to be kept and be as oil upon which we will later put the wick, and it will give the light, the fuel for the wick to ignite. Neither the light nor the wick have the fuel, only the oil. And the wick itself can't simply in its raw way light up. It needs this fuel. So all this evil, this burdening, it doesn't disappear. There's nothing in the world that disappears. All our efforts that we realize in the double and single concealment, they all accumulate into the body of this lamp, to the sufficient quantity of oil, and then comes the wick and the illumination. The greater the concealment, the greater light will cling to it when it is corrected. Why? Because from above comes only a spark to light the wick. The light in the wick, it doesn't come from above. It is the returning light of the oil that the oil burns. The Creator gives only one spark in order to ignite it. Therefore, all our work is on our account. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been this whole battle of getting rid of the shame. When we take as a wick, we're burning from the oil of all the despairs and search and problems during the time of concealment. Thus, all these crude dresses that the Torah is clothed in this world, their value is not at all inferior to the light that closes it, but quite the contrary. Okay. Yes, Moti. Do you have something new in the music and something? Yes, okay. You said that man, he activates the system of the light that reforms. So what happens when people gather together? How is this system activated? How is it different than a single person doing it? The Congress that we're making, by this we awaken each other. Look what happens in a Congress. We could not gather physically, but nonetheless we see how it affects the togetherness, the enthusiasm. Till we reach spirituality, we'll have to make congresses, physical congresses, or corporeal, how to put it, in matter, in short. We'll have to do it. No choice. Gradually, it'll get different forms in accordance to our advancement. It'll maybe get a bit more of a virtual form, but nonetheless, we will need it until we will feel ourselves connected in the inner form so that the bodies do not give anything. It's not at all so, but if we have to handle each other, deal with each other, if someone is, God forbid, ill or something, it's like for an animal, the donkey. One helps the other if there is a need for it. But if not, then what need do you have for more faces? It's like when you live for a long time with a certain person, you don't see his face. For you, he's some kind of a figure that it's not a face. It's some kind of a... It's intermingled with the internality. It's kind of altogether. Something similar to this. You start sensing the souls and the connection between them, and you're in it. You're immersed in it. Immersed in it. And that's it. And the external form, it is as if... what do you want to put into it? I hear music, suddenly they're starting to mix it with video, that as if it has nothing to do with it. Although it's it usually adds, but there are cases like this and like those. So the Congress is in short for a short period of time, allows us we need them till we all reach spiritual unity, and we'll have to make more and more Congresses for the new people that are coming and are joining us, because nonetheless, each one who is still in body, perceiving through body in this media, he must see it. Yes.
A person that studies for a while understands the importance of a Congress. How do you explain that to a beginner, someone who's completely new? Someone who's totally new should be explained that this is the thing that provides him with motivation, awakening, inspiration, fuel, that is the only way to advance. That's why we do it. Simple as that. I don't think that without being in a Congress a couple of times, not all the time, sometimes you can't. Sometimes there are certain conditions, circumstances that don't allow you. I think we should also be ready for accepting, welcoming friends here. People who are part of our dissemination efforts should come here for 10 days or a few weeks or a month. You know, Vladek from Moscow is right here. Our friend from Kiev is here right now. Where is he? Ah, he's working upstairs. Okay. Maxim from Kiev. And more. Our friends always come over, and we're very, very happy about that. We're welcoming everyone, and we want them to come. I don't think that it's possible to advance without having some contact. There's a reason why they say that one picture or one meeting equates to 1,000 words. But over time, it'll take on a different form. It's like what we see today. You know, in the beginning, when the cellular phones just came out, people were crazy about it. You know, it's just they started, they couldn't reach the point where they couldn't live without it. Now it's like there's a reverse trend. There's an opposite trend. I also read some researches about it. I wrote about it in my blog, that people are kind of moving away from that. So now the companies are adding more forms of media into the phones, internet and videos and iTunes, all those things. Because we feel that it's not that we're just fed up with it. We feel that we are slaves. You know, it's some sort of a commitment. Anyone can call me whenever they feel like, and then I have to reject them or then justify why I didn't answer, You know, if I go out of my home, I see that I'm talking about common people, but I see that even here you understand me. So every moment I can get text messages and news from home, even if I go on vacation. because people feel that they want to move away from each other with their ego, and all of a sudden we see that this technology does the opposite. We feel how much we're suffering, how much, you know, it's like we're confusing each other, and we're soon you'll see how we'll come to hate this type of connection, including the internet and all that. We have to immerse in that for a while, be to sink in it, and then later we'll feel that this whole type of connection is... Because what we really want is to run away from each other. Everyone wants his own space. And all of a sudden we find ourselves in a deeper, in a worse connection between us. And soon the next phase will emerge, and we will not want anything. I don't want any mobile phone or anything else. I don't care, I don't want it. If I need, I'll find my own connection with others. People won't stand this type of connection. All that communication will be hated upon man. So, congresses have their own changes as well, and we'll go with it. We'll see. We don't know exactly what are the future forms of that, and why should we know in advance? We have to work according to the call of the hour. Just like now, our work is with the dynamics of the lesson. We talked about many innovations during the lesson. Where are all those things? Did you talk about them? Did you speak about them? Can you take all the conclusions for the lesson? Can you summarize it? Can you organize it in a way that you right away generate articles and excerpts and videos and things according to which we live? And we live together in this collective thing all around Earth, all over the world. So during the day, we're eating, digesting that portion that we received in the lesson. Something was revealed from above, and we're all immersed in that. And then the day later, we're immersed in that again and again and again. It's like news. This is our news. Let's hope that this is the way we'll advance. Where are we? 139. Okay. Yes, Kisus. Quickly. The effect of starting to hate mobile phones because we don't want our connection, is it true about congresses as well? Meaning we always have congress, another one, and we're always working that way. At some point, will we be fed up with it? No, we will just want a deeper form of connection. Between us, when I reach my friends in Argentina, and people will be there from Chile, from other countries, what does it give me to look at them externally, to see their face? I connect with them internally. They and I are still in a state where there is no real internality that is felt. I feel them more internally, even though I'm here. They can hardly feel me, and they are they're far away. So those congresses still help us. On the corporal level, they help us connect on a spiritual level. Because the congress is not about dancing together. It's because we are dancing together and studying together, we want to connect among the souls, the points in the hearts. When we try to bind those points in the hearts during the Congress, then we say bye-bye to each other, goodbye, and we move away physically from each other, but those points are not remote. Because that's what we have to keep. So until we connect through our points in a way that we are able to transcend the distance and actually use the distance to increase the connection between the points, that is the way we should work. Yes, Bensi, quickly. It's the end of the lesson. The place of the shattering, detecting it, is in the point in the heart? No, it's not in the point in the heart. It's in between the points in the hearts. It's between the points. Man was not broken. No one was broken. If you say you're righteous, you're correct. No one was broken. What's broken was the connection between us. That is the ego, that is the evil inclination, that's the correction. With this, we conclude. Few messages before we conclude. The Congress in Turkey is on its way. It is about the united world as a new reality. It'll be from the 22 to the 22nd to the 25th in October. It is organized by all our Russian groups, and all the Euro-Asian groups are invited. Anyone is invited. For details, go to kabbalahgroup.info. Rav Lightman's lectures are held on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Israel time. That's 112 Jabotinsky Street, Petah Tikva, free entrance. And the virtual group in Hebrew, there's a live lesson every Monday at 9 p.m. Israel time on kab.tv. You can register in forum.kab.co.il. Thank you. Good day. Good night. במקום בנשמות כולם רוצים רק לעצמם רוצים בלי שאלות השנאה שמתגברת הקנאה והדמעות רוצים לצאת מהקופסה להתעורר כי ככה אי אפשר לחיות אבל קיימת עוד תקווה שנתקן את הכוונה נחזור לחיות באהבה בינינו אם נאמר כולנו יחד אמן נחזור להיות כולנו חלקים של השלם התסכול רק מתגבר לא מוצאים את האיזון ובתוכנו המשבר מסבירנו אסונות תאונות ומלחמות וזה לא ייפסק אם לא נאחד את הרצונות אבל קיימת עוד תקווה שנתקן את הכוונה נחזור לחיות באהבה בינינו אם נאמר כולנו יחד